Pleased now to be joined by Danny White, the new athletic director at the University of Tennessee. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Appreciate you having me on tonight.
Well, thank you for joining us, and I know it's been a very busy time for you. I did want to ask you, I know there are a couple of players that have entered the transfer portal for Tennessee. How important is it for you, do you think, for Tennessee to try to re-recruit those type players?
You know what? I think first of all, student athletes need to go where they want to attend college. I always support their interests, but I know our coaches, and just finished visiting with Kevin Steele just a short while ago, are working hard on helping these young men make decisions that are in their best interests, and we're working hard now. Now that I've been on the clock here for about 7-8 hours. To make sure we move forward with this coaching search, and so it's a fluid situation, but we'll continue to do everything we can. We'll continue to do everything we can.
There are some vacancies on the staff, and I wonder, do you want Coach Steele to fill those, or do you feel like the new head coach needs to fill those vacancies?
You know, we'll make those decisions as we get into this coaching search and get a better feel for timeline.
Danny, it's one, congratulations on the move, and welcome to Knoxville. I know it's an exciting time. You've gone through this transition before, and I'm just wondering, what's it like to take this step? You're very familiar with the Southeastern Conference, but what's it like to have this seat at the SEC table?
You know, I'm excited. Like I said earlier today, I think that there's a really unique opportunity to bring the Tennessee Athletics brand back to national prominence. Not suggesting that it's far off, but we can be truly one of the dominant athletics programs in the country, in the conference that we're in. We have the platform to do that, and I can't wait to see it happen, be a part of it. We need to get our football program figured out here in the short term. Then we need to develop an aggressive plan moving forward and set out and execute it. It'll be a lot of work, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Having done this before, what is it like when you get to a program and take the reins and then get to meet and know the coaches that run the men's and women's teams that are with that respective school? How do you go about getting to know the coaches that now work for you?
Yeah, you know, I met our head coaches earlier this afternoon. I've been in back-to-back meetings all day, just getting a chance to visit with folks. And you know, obviously, it's like any relationship. You meet them for the first time, now you can say you've met them. But as we get to work together and get to know each other, then I'll get a better feel for how I can help them with their programs. And that's what I said to them is, you're the expert in your sport. Educate me about how we can help you elevate your program and continue to grow, and that's what we want to do. We want to compete at the highest levels here.
Our guest, Danny White, Tennessee Athletic Director. Danny, your dad was a very successful athletic director at Notre Dame and then at Duke, and I wonder, what's the greatest lesson you learned from him about being an athletic director?
I'd say the greatest thing, the best thing, the most meaningful thing I've learned from my dad and how he's always operated is to remember why we're in college athletics. Remember why we do this, and it's about the student athletes, and that's not just a something we say to make ourselves feel good at night. We need to walk the walk. Need to make sure that we're doing right by them at all times, and we're doing things the right way, making sure that they're developing as students, as people, as athletes. And if we do that, you know, the circle of athletes that compete at our level in any given sport, so it's a very small community, and we need to build, and I'm not suggesting Tennessee doesn't already have a great reputation, but we always need to be concerned about enhancing our reputation in the world of college sports and making sure that future recruits and prospective student athletes understand that they come to Tennessee, they're going to have an unbelievable experience, they're going to play for coaches that care about them, and a university that's invested in their future success.
When you told your father you wanted to be an athletic director, was he encouraging, or did he say, are you sure you want to do this?
He tried to talk me out of it. He said, you need to go do something different. But and I think he did the same thing with my brothers too. But I don't think any of us are smart enough to do anything different. We've been around college sports our whole lives. just couldn't imagine stepping away from it.
Now, I got to ask you about your brother, Mike. He was at Louisiana Tech and had a chance to come to Tennessee as a basketball coach and didn't. You remember that?
He had a bunch of opportunities when he was at Louisiana Tech. And that's a testament to what they accomplished there as a program. I know he's happy at Florida and thinks the world of Tennessee. He and I have spoke. He's really excited for me and my family. And we'll get a chance to see each other a lot more now that we're in the same conference. Mm-hmm.
It's been impressive to see the work that you've done at Buffalo as well as Central Florida. And I'm just wondering, it's easy to get resumes when you're looking for a coach, a head coach, that say they've won this many games and they've done this, they've done very well on the recruiting trail. But I'm just wondering, with the fact that you've had so many successful hires, do you see intangibles that separate coaches from coaches among them as individuals besides what they know in terms of X's and O's within their sport?
I like to think that I do. You know, it's an art as much as it is a science. I do a lot of research. I look at a lot of data. But you also need to get that gut feeling that tells you this person is going to differentiate us in that living room with that recruit, that this person's going to differentiate us in terms of how they're going to connect with current players on their team. And also the situation lends itself to this type of coach. What does the current roster look like? What does the roster want and need that we can deliver a coach that gives us an opportunity to have some early success and really get some positive momentum in the early part of their tenure. So it's a complex decision. It's something I work really hard at, take pride in a lot of the hires that we've made. Sometimes we've had to be really creative and think outside the box just because the traditional methodology just wasn't getting anywhere. It wasn't kind of answering that question to myself that is this person really going to change our trajectory as a program? Is this the leader that's going to make us different as a program? If they're not, I'm going to keep looking.
When you get that opportunity and you have that face-to-face and the interviews going on, what do you think stands out in terms of personality, different things like that, along with someone's background of success?
Interpersonal skills are pretty easy to read. What's a little more difficult as a 41-year-old dorky athletic director, it doesn't really matter if they can connect with me. Can they connect mm-hmm. with an 18-year-old kid? And is it believable that they can do that and genuine, but also do it in a mature way that allows for them to coach that young person and develop them. And, coaches, very good coaches are brilliant interpersonally. And there's tons of examples. Any successful head coach, you can think of, they're going to be off the charts in terms of their intellect and interpersonally. That's probably the biggest thing I'm looking for.
And I know that there's certainly a build that's right in front of you in terms of Tennessee football and so much to address with that very major program. But what also does it mean to you that you come and you take over where there are so many successful coaches on the staff? Baseball and softball are getting ready to fire up. You've got a top five women's swimming team, and you've also got other very successful programs that are in action right now. How exciting is it to get to know and just see what they're doing to sustain success as you take over at Tennessee?
Yeah, just excited to be a part of it. As I mentioned, I visited with all of our head coaches. That's what I told them. I said, I know we're having a lot of success across the board, and I want to be a resource for you. Can't wait to get to know you all more and get to know the student athletes, be a part of, we'll have our four kids, my wife and I, out at a lot of those competitions and enjoying all the success that's going on around campus and all of our Olympic sports.
Danny, I don't know if you'd been to campus before, but what's impressed you about Tennessee's campus?
The athletics facilities are pretty phenomenal. It's about the only thing I've seen so far. I've been going meeting to meeting all day, but I look forward to seeing the rest of the campus. But certainly you could see how much people care about this place. I'm staring at a sign here honoring John and Ann Tickle, mm-hmm. just tremendous donors to this place, just as an example as I talk to you guys. But the philanthropic investment by so many generous families, and what's been built because of that it's pretty awesome. It provides an unbelievable experience for these student athletes.
I think you said your mother coached track at the UT campus at some point. She brought a team here. What did she tell you about her experience in Knoxville?
Yeah, you know, she kind of gave me that anecdote when she was coaching college track. She'd bring her team here for a week every year. She just kind of raved about the town and the campus and the setting. She had great memories of spending time here in Knoxville. So that was kind of a fun connection. Again, the world of college sports is pretty small, I guess.
One other quick thing, and I don't know that you were asked this today. Do you plan to use a search firm to hire a head coach, or are you going to do that on your own?
Yeah, I'm going to use a search firm.
Okay. All right. Hey, Danny, thank you so much.
It's important.
Go ahead.
Just to follow up on that. It'll be hard in any era, but certainly as we get into social media the way it is today, it's very difficult to keep searches confidential. But without a search firm, it's impossible to keep them confidential. And that's our goal. As I told our football team today, I started the search with them, and I'm going to continue to meet with them over the weekend and learn from them what they think we need in terms of attributes of a new leader. And I want to end our search with them if possible. I'd love for them to be the first ones to find out who their new head coach is.
Great. Hey, Danny, thank you so much. Welcome to Knoxville. And I know you come with great credentials. Look forward to working with you. And I know the fan base is excited about you being here. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Good
thank
luck.
You. And that's Danny White, Tennessee's new athletic director.